It's Thursday after the second Sunday in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today's Roman station is Santa Maria in Trastevere. Either this or St. Mary Major is the oldest church in Rome dedicated to the Mother of God. As legend has it, in 38 BC, a spring of oil came out of the ground here, and that was taken to be an announcement of the coming of a Savior. The church is connected to St. Pope Callistus, killed here by being thrown into a well. He may have been the owner of the house which developed into this church site, and the house church was replaced with the basilica by Julius I, who died in 352. That basilica was damaged in 410 by Alaric and his merry band of Visigoths, and it was replaced again in the 12th century. Among the marvels of the basilica are the fantastic cosmatesque floors and the mosaics in the apse, and be sure to visit the tomb of Cardinal Hosius. The relics of St. Callistus, Cornelius, St. Julius, and Calipodius, a priest martyred the 3rd century, are here. Their statues decorate the portico. The Gospel in the Roman Rite today, at least since the time of St. Gregory the Great, who died in 604, is the Lord's parable about Dives and Lazarus, the poor man begging at the rich man's door. The Lord himself reveals the truth that hell does exist in this parable, and that there are consequences after death for how we lived. St. Gregory preached a homily about this parable, warning about the hard-heartedness toward the poor and stressing sins of omission. Non dicitur quia aliquid abstulerit alienum, sed quia non dedit de suo. It is not said that he took what belonged to another, but he did not give from what it was his. Let's turn toward Easter, which is the name of the book, with Father Troadec, because he is just simply so good. The Gospel of today tells the parable of the bad rich man and the beggar Lazarus. A rich man, selfish and heartless, does not even deign to look at this poor man named Lazarus, afflicted with illness and lying at the door of the rich man's house. The rich man appeared rich because he was abundantly provided with the goods of this world, but in reality he was poor, terribly poor, because devoid of all virtue. He was selfish and without pity. On the contrary, Lazarus appeared poor, devoid of everything, even wretched, and in reality he was rich, because filled with graces and merits. We see it by the rest of the parable. For both men died, yet whereas the beggar Lazarus is led up to heaven by the angels, the bad rich man is thrown down into hell. Our Lord shows us in this way that we must not judge by externals. True wealth is not in the bank, nor in the beauty of the body, nor in external appearances. It is in the beauty of the soul. Lord Jesus, I want to resemble Lazarus. I acknowledge that of myself I am very poor, very wretched, but I am rich in Thee. Moreover, if one day I am called to live in material poverty, I will draw all my strength from Thee, as Lazarus did, in remembering that my misfortune will be of short duration. In the meantime, help me today to avoid useless expenses and to open my eyes to see the good to be done around me, the services to render, the pains to console, the poor to assist. Thus will I acquire true riches, those that open the door to heaven. The prayer over the people. Let us pray. Bow your heads to God. Help your servants, O Lord, and grant them the lasting kindness they entreat, so that to those who glory in you, their Creator and Ruler, you may restore the blessings they once possessed and preserve what you restore. Oremus, humiliate capita vestra Deo. Adesto Domine famulis tuis, et perpetuam beninitatem largire poscentibus, ut iis qui te auctore et gubernatore gloriantur, et congregata restaures et restaurata conserves. Per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum, Filium Tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.